Episode 2346, Love Doesn't Always Equal Easy.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. I hope you had a fabulous week. It is Relationship Builders, and yes, we are in the weekend already. It is Saturday. I hope the weather is great. I hope your heart is looking forward to spending time with the one that you love. Love doesn't always equal easy, but I'm telling you, it's worth it. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already have had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Just because you are in love does not mean you know how to love. What each of us longs for, the more it appears we fight for. Love doesn't always equal easy. But why shouldn't it be easy? Love conquers all, doesn't it? However, you have to be willing to do what it takes to make love stronger. You can have infatuation very quickly, that chemical attraction that, oh my gosh, she's adorable. Oh my gosh, you know, he makes my heart just throb. Okay, we get that part of it. But what about the one that goes deeper? Yes, I know you think chemicals are deep, but they really aren't. Love takes work. And in order to make love stronger, you have to be willing to put in that work. People want to fight for what they believe to be love, but what's forgotten is how to really love. We're stuck in convenience. Oh, if you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. It doesn't work that way in a marriage. Maybe some people do that in business. Maybe some people do that out in the community, but in a marriage, your foundation has to be much stronger. It has to be rock solid, or otherwise, it can and will fall apart over time. And the other thing is we focus too much on WIIFM. Have you been listening to that station? What's in it for me? It's all about me, right? That's what really matters. Look, love requires sacrifice and consistency, and both of those must come from you, period, end of story. I'm going to tell you like it is. I know we don't want to hear it because we're too stuck on WIIFM. I've got those antennas too, and man, it's a great radio station to listen to, but if you want that strong marriage, you got to tune it down, and you got to listen for the other person. You can't look at your partner and expect only them to give, right? It's not about him giving you what only you want. It's not about her saying, okay, yeah, I'm in it to win it only if you do what I say. You must give as much, if not more, even when you don't feel like it. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Give as much, if not more. Love begins to fade if you're not swayed by the fact that love takes more. More forgiveness, more consistency, more presence. So how do you begin to apply that in your marriage? Well, number one, let's talk about forgiveness, more forgiveness. You have to be willing to release the person, your spouse, whether or not he is wrong or right, from your judgment. Yes, you heard me right. You judge your spouse. I judge my husband. That's a fact. We don't want to talk about it that way. It sounds horrible. It sounds like we're mean. But the fact is that we are judging our spouses. And because when you or I judge, that determines how we react, which makes it more challenging to respond. You see, responding, right? It gives breath to the heart to see who is before you, not the situation or circumstances. When we react, we're reacting based on what feelings. We're caught in the moment. And that being caught in the moment, you know that gets us into trouble. Do you remember when you were a teenager? Yeah, you know what I mean. So look at how you approach your marriage, how you approach your everyday with your spouse as a response. And a response is simply that, to give breath to the heart to see who is before you. It's not about the situation or the circumstances. It's all about more forgiveness. Number two, consistency, more consistency. What every couple needs to build their lives together is consistency, being able to do it what? Over and over and over again. And in order to do that, you have to be a willing participant. You have to show up for your spouse, your relationship, and you. So if you think you can get by taking care of only your spouse and serving him, guess what? You're in for trouble. You just are. Because you've got to take care of your relationship and yourself. They all go hand in hand. It's not one, the other, or maybe a little bit here and there. No, it's all of it. And you've got to build consistency. And that means what? You've got to practice every single day, even when you don't want to. I can remember when my father told me, okay, hon, if you want to play an instrument, that's great, but you need to practice an hour a day. Do you know why he told me that? Because his parents told him that. And I was like, oh, seriously, Dad? So my pick of choice of instrument, even though I was playing the piano before, it was flute. That's what I wanted to play. So yes, believe it or not, I got my flute and I practiced an hour every day. Now, I don't know if they wore earplugs, but at least it wasn't a trumpet. But I did. I practiced all the time. And you know what? To this day, I can still pick up my flute and I can play. And that's because I put in the time back then. You see, we look at working, right? Working so long, saving up money, and then being able to retire. Marriage, we have to work at it. We have to make deposits every single day before we can sit there and say, you know what? Yeah, really, we've got a strong foundation. So when I need to take a break because of situations or circumstances, I can, because we're strong enough to be able to get through it. And then guess what? We ramp up again. There is no retirement in marriage. It keeps going and going and going. And that's you doing the work, building that what? Consistency. You got to show up even when you don't want to. You've got to do the hard work. And finally, number three, presence, more presence. You have to commit to being present. You can't sit there and get distracted. That means when you're tired, you still do what needs to be done for your sweetheart. When you're mad, yep, swallow your pride and do what you need to do for your spouse. Now, yes, there are healthy ways to have disagreements and arguments. So you do need to take that into account. But unfortunately, most of us, we're just not even present. If I asked you right now, this exact moment, to tell me what your spouse has done with you today, what would you say? If you had to write a paragraph, what would it be? Would you really know? And I'm not talking about the habits. Like my husband, man, I can tell you exactly how many steps he takes from the bed to the sink, what he does. I mean, he has a regimen that's like none other. Now, I love this man to death, but that regimen, oh my goodness. I'm like, dude, you need to get some flexibility in your life. But you know what? That's what makes him him. And in all reality, I love that. Does it drive me crazy a little bit? Yes, but that's a quirk of my husband. I have quirks, but that doesn't mean I love him less. But you see, I can tell you what he does, not just with his regimen, but I can tell you what he does afterwards. I pay attention. And unfortunately, most of us aren't doing that. We're just letting them kind of come and go. We let our hubbies come in the door and we're like, hey, how are you? And the next thing you know, we see him at dinner, maybe, amongst all the other kids running to different activities. Got to get in softball. Then we got baseball. And, oh, wait, soccer happening too. And then we've got cheerleading and dance. Really? When do we actually look into each other's eyes? Oh, I don't know. Let's see. Did we even when we said goodnight in bed? Wait, did we even go to bed at the same time? You have got to be present for your spouse. And no, that doesn't mean it's every waking moment because you can't go to work with him, or maybe you can if you work at home. there are some people that have that as a blessing. Now, some people would say, I won't want that, and I don't want that as a blessing. That's okay too. But the time that you are together, that you're hanging out together, are you actually there? Is your mind paying attention, or are you scrolling through your social media feed? Are you paying attention to whatever movie you're watching? More so than, oh, wait, you know what? Let's really have conversation tonight. What does that look like? It's presence, consistency, forgiveness. All three of those you need to have, and you have to give as much, if not more. You see, love doesn't always equal easy. Love means work, and there's not retirement in love. So if you think you can go and do like you're doing with your job, and you're going to go and you're going to keep banking things and putting things away and banking it and putting things away, then you've got another thing coming. Because with love, it's an everyday engagement. And you've got to decide to be there. It's not going to be easy, but I promise you, the reward is great. And believe it or not, you will enjoy each other's company. The more that you learn about each other, the more that you spend time together. And yes, I know if you're traveling or your husband travels or there are certain circumstances within your life, yeah, it's not always easy. But you can figure it out. And I'm telling you right now, you need to figure it out. Because if not, someone else will. So when you're spending time together, think about forgiveness, right? More forgiveness, more consistency, and more presence. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I can't wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.